Once again, 1026 4MK and Rob Kitt for breakfast. Thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical in Cannonvale. Morning Todd and the team. And number 1-300-872-911. Perfect day, 26 degrees. Larissa.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
Not a lot. Things that I yell at my kids to do all the morning.
Oh, yes. We all do something. Yeah.
And to stop watching TV and to put their school uniforms on.
Every day?
Every day.
How old are these children?
10, 9 and 6.
Why don't they? It sounds like they don't listen to you.
Oh, they do it to a certain thing. The youngest one that's at school, it's hurry up, eat your breakfast and get ready.
Yeah.
But it gets distracted by the TV.
Yeah.
And the older two just like to do their own thing and not listen.
You know what Scotty was telling me yesterday? He does. He's got like a basket on the basket of stuff, soft toys and things on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
And he just starts pegging them at the kids. Turn the TV off and just... You listen and they turn around and go, what, Dad? It's like, well, I've just told you, you know, the same thing. You should do the same thing. Have those little plush toys on the kitchen bench and just start pegging them at them.
Oh, I should do. It actually comes to a point. I turn the TV off.
Mm.
I'll go up and get the baby out of bed because she's only 9 months old. I'll come back out and they've got the TV back on. Tried unplugging it at the wall and nope, they still turn it back on.
I don't know what the solution is. I don't. If anyone's got a solution, they can probably let us know. That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
1-300-872-911. Thank you. If you had a dollar for every time you had to ask a particular question to your kids, what would it be? Sonia at Mad Cow Coffee told us, "I love you" is the certain things that she says each and every day. That's a nice thing. You know, it doesn't have to be derogatory. It doesn't have to be challenging. You are awesome is some other things. Scarlett Rose told us, "Clean your room," she says a lot. George has told us, "Put some clothes on." And I love you lots and lots like jelly tots. They're the top two in her household. What about your place? Anything you say a lot? Maybe it's to get them to do certain things. Have you done your homework? Are you in the car? Wouldn't it be nice to have to look around and if you're dropping them off to the school in the car and you look around and they're not in the back seat? Oh, dear. Hey? 4MK. Morning, North Mackay. Classic hits, 1026 4MK and Rob Kidd for breakfast this morning. 8:15. Our number 1-300-872-911. Looking for things that your kids, you say a lot to your kids. Get in to do certain things around the house, especially when you're getting them off to school. They might be saying, holy moly, obviously with the big putt-putt show starting up on Channel 7 tonight. This is going to be really cool, actually. Dutch Courage, Uranus. Imagine your kids running around the house playing putt-putt because they've got into it. Actually, if you want to play it, get yourself over to Beaconsfield. It's a really, really good 9-hole course. Should be 18 holes later on this year as well. Anything you say to your kids a lot at this time of the day, especially when you're getting them off to school, though? Crystal, how many kids do you have? G'day.
Hey, I've got two kids. I've got a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old.
What do you yell at them every morning? You're probably doing it now. What's the one thing?
It is, wash your breakfast bowl every morning.
Yeah, that's a good thing they've eaten it. Surely, you know, that's the first thing. You want them to eat it and then wash it afterwards, surely.
I know, but when they leave it sitting in the sink, you know how the porridge just gets stuck on the side of it and it's really hard to get off? If they just wash it straight away, we won't have a problem.
What's the trick? Obviously, you haven't mentioned shoes, school shoes. We never can find them. How do you keep your shoes in order?
We've got a shoe rack at home.
And they use that? Come on.
Yeah, right near the front door. Well, sometimes. In a perfect world, they'd use it all the time. It's usually mum having to put them back in the rack, but I try my best.
And where's your stuff?
My stuff's in my room, which is out of bounds to the kiddies.
It just gets better. 1-300-872-911. Things you say to your kids a lot this morning. Heidi's told us on Facebook, enough. Imagine a dollar for every time you said that to your kids. Have you washed your hands? Thanks, Leonie, for your message. Craig's told us get out of bed. Joanna has brush your teeth. Brush your teeth and go pee. How many times have you said that to your little ones? And Wendy, thank you. Have you washed your hands? Love you to the moon and back 10 million times and then some. You can leave your comments on Facebook. You can call us as well. This is really cool. 4MK.
Breakfast with Rob Kidd on 4MK. Powered by Harvey Norman Electrical Cannonvale.
Morning, Homebush. 1-300-872-911. What do you say to your kids so much that if you had a dollar for every time you said it, you'd be a very rich person at 19 past 8? You've got kids, Mez. G'day. How many you got?
Four
kids. What's the one thing you yell at your kids every bloody morning to do?
Hurry up and have breakfast.
they don't do it in time? They don't do it quick enough?
No, because they tend to dawdle.
Just dawdling around.
Yeah, still half asleep, sitting at the table.
Did you have to wake them up this morning?
No, which is good, yeah.
That's only what? How many weeks into it now? Are we 2 weeks into school?
2 weeks. I'm not looking forward to the last end of the week, but...
Nah. Oh, you know what? It would be pretty funny. If they actually reversed it and they had to come around to your bedroom, it's like, Mum, time. Hey, come on, get up.
That's if Mum can sleep in.
Yeah. Has that ever happened?
No.
Not recently? 20 past 8, 1300 872 911. Kayleen's told us, have you picked up the dog poo? Have you said that recently? 4MK.